Today, we'll be Ezra Hashem be learning Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin of Masechta Shabbos, the last Daf of the 19th Perek of Rebbe Elazar de Mila, and begin the 20th Perek, Perek Tilin. The topics we will cover in today's Daf include, we will discuss cases where two babies, one of which needs a bris on Shabbos, and one of which does not, get mixed up with each other, and the bris for the wrong baby was performed on Shabbos. The second Mishnah on the Amid discusses cases where the bris is postponed past the 8th day, even on a healthy baby, and can sometimes be performed as late as the 12th day. The Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph identifies which pieces of skin must be cut in order for the milah to be valid. The final discussion in the Perek relates to the brachas recited on the bris. The 20th Perek of the Masechta begins with the Mishnah that discusses whether one may suspend or use a strainer on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and this leads into a discussion of making temporary structures and adding to them on Shabbos. Some of the key terms and concepts we learn about in today's daf include ta'o b'dvar mitzvah. If somebody does an aver b'shoigig while trying to do a mitzvah, according to some opinions in certain circumstances, he may be parted from bringing a karban chatas. Oil arai. A temporary structure may not be built on Shabbos or Yom Tov, but one may add to an already existing one, even on Shabbos, according to some tanoim. Oichel nefesh. Malach is done in food preparation, may be done on Yom Tov, but not on Shabbos. There is a machlokes whether malachis may be done even in the preliminaries of food preparations. Maris ha'ayin. Even when something is halachically permissible, we require taking extra measures to ensure that it doesn't even look like anything wrong was done. Priya. After cutting the foreskin, the membrane below it must also be cut off in order for the bris to be valid.